gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
It's a Tuesday morning. It's Community Connections on Basingstoke Community Radio. And of course, it is that time of the day where we are going to speak to Claire, the garden editor, on the telephone. Are you all right there, Claire?
I am so very well. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Are you enjoying the weather we had on Monday? That was quite a nice one.
I am loving this weather. Sorry for all the kids who are now back in school, because this always happens, doesn't it? September, we always get this lovely late Indian summer blast. But I really like it. The days are mellow. It's not too hot, but it's nice and dry. And I think the weather forecast is set to be really fair for the next couple of weeks, which is great.
Nice. Yeah, lovely.
It is. And with climate change, we think one of the projected modelings is that we will have more weather like this in September. It could become the new normal. So that's something that I think I'm quite in favour of, actually.
Holiday prices will go up then in September, won't they?
Indeed, they will. But it's a lovely time of year. I've been doing lots of chatting to people at various shows and flower shows about taking stock of your garden now. So I thought, as it's going to be nice weather for the next couple of weeks, I'm not asking people to go out in the dim and cold of February and stare at their garden and feel all sad. I thought maybe what I could invite people to do is, over the next week or so, wander around your garden with a cup of tea or maybe something a little bit more strong, and just notice, see how you feel about it, see how things are going. It's a great time to spot any gaps in your garden, because trust me, as much as I say this to my clients, trying to remember precisely what you planted where in spring when you've got a whole pile of sticks and you're not quite sure what's what is a nightmare. But if you do it at the end of the season, you know where everything is. So you can just take some videos, take some pictures on your phone, or leave yourself a voice note if you prefer to record things using a voice camera, a voice note, or voice activated software. And it'll just tell you where things are missing and what you can then add in. The soil is beautifully warm at the moment. Do you know, it's an old farmer's saying that you shouldn't plow anything, you shouldn't plant anything until you can drop your pants and put your bum on the soil.
Lovely. I can't say I've ever heard that one, actually. If it's your own land, I think you can do what you like in your own land.
Indeed you can, right.
I don't think I could do that over the field opposite where I live, though. I think
I'm not volunteering we go and do that outside festival place. I don't think that would be a good look. But it is true that the soil is really warm, which means if you are planting or filling in holes now, it's a really good time, because the roots get down, the soil is moist, it's warm, so everything can carry on getting itself comfy and ready for bed before winter comes. So keep an eye out for the farmers. But if on your meanderings around your outside space you think, look, there's a gap there, and you've got another plant which is nearby or is looking a bit overgrown, now is a great time to do what we call lifting and dividing. You know me and my posh words.
Yeah,
what do you think lifting and dividing means?
I'm not even gonna guess it, just in case I get it wrong. Go on.
Oh, no. It just literally means digging up a plant, splitting it up into smaller plants, and then replanting those smaller plants.
Oh, okay.
So it's nothing, you know, we have these funny technical words, but for things like geraniums or anything with a root system, which is kind of forming a bit of a mat. So most herbaceous perennials, things like catmint, or other things which aren't woody, you can just dig up the whole thing and get a fork or a spade and just slice it into bits and then replant those bits around in a better space for your garden. And it's a great way of getting more plants for nothing, because you've just got the same plant you've just made from one plant, you could make four or five different ones. So if you're going to do that, it's a great time of year to do it, because you can still see what you've got in front of you. You still have the leaves or even the flowers on top of them. They might look a bit sad once you lift and divide them. Give them a bit of a water, and they'll soon perk up and they'll soon perk back. But it's a great time to do it. The one thing I'd say, wait until spring to do, is if your plants are still in flower. So if you have things like chrysanthemums or heleniums or other flowers which flower really late, the best time to lift and divide them is in spring. But for everything else, a really good time to do it is in autumn. So that's one nice meandering task, just wander around and take some photos. And one active task, which is if you don't quite like the look of where things are, give them a bit of a shift around. It's like moving around your
Living
furniture
room.
at
Yeah,
home.
living room, that's
Have
right.
you
Yeah.
ever done that?
No, don't do it.
You know, we yeah. When you just think, oh, I can freshen things up for absolutely no money here just by shifting things around a bit.
Yeah, let's move that over
So,
there, move that over there, and put a lamp on that. Done.
exactly. And it's very similar because we're thinking in 3D with gardens. We're not just thinking about how it looks on the ground, but also where are spikes and, you know, where your equivalent of your table lamp is. And you'd think, oh, actually, that could come a bit further forward or whatever. So it's a good time to do those type of things. And linked to that, because we've got some lovely, dry, still warm days coming up, it's also a really good time if you want to try your hand at something called collecting seed. So a lot of plants like sweet peas, which very few listeners have been sowing this year and growing along with us. Sweet peas, by now, if you stop picking them, will be forming little seed pods. And they look exactly like, you know, the peas you buy from, well, you don't buy from Birds Eye, but you know what I mean, the Birds
Yeah,
Eye peas that
they
you
come in
get,
bags. Do
you
they
know.
come in bags?
Well, they
No.
come in pods
Oh,
exactly
okay.
the same way.
Yeah.
They come out, and you'll see them starting to form these little pods, which start green but then go brown on the plant. And if you leave them to crisp and dry up, you can then harvest those seeds. So that means rather than buying seeds for next year,
You can just
you've got
replant them.
you exactly. And do you know what? If you planted one sweet pea from one seed, you're more than likely to get, you know, 10, 15 little seeds off it this year. So every year you're getting more and more for nothing.
All right, that's good.
So, you know, if you want a quick way of making friends, you can do a seed swap or have a kind of noodle around your local neighborhood, see if anyone else has got different seeds. But things like poppies always have loads and loads of seeds in their seed heads. Nigella, which is called Love in a Mist, has oodles and oodles of seeds, teeny tiny ones. And you just grab a paper bag or an old jam jar, something clean and dry, and you just store it in that until you're ready to plant them out. Some of them you can plant this autumn. You can just even shake them over your soil. Other things you might want to wait until spring before planting out. But those tips now, just a little bit of reorganization and zhuzhing. It's a bit like, you know, giving the cushions in the sitting room a bit
A
of a
puff
clean
up,
and
yeah,
tidying
puff up,
about.
yeah,
A
maybe,
puff up.
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe
Cleaning the
even
carpet of the stairs.
it. Oh, do you know what I was going to say? Maybe even taking the cushion covers off and giving them a quick wash.
Well,
You
maybe,
know,
yeah.
I know. I mean, that's pushing the boat out.
Yeah, well, yeah, could be. But if you're gonna collect seeds, make sure you get your neighbour's permission first. Don't just go for their garden and start nicking their seeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that is a point. Yes. And if you're going around National Trust properties, don't take a pair of scissors and snip off bits.
Now, is that
That
illegal, is
does
it?
happen. No, it's not legal at all. It's someone else's private, you know, garden to property. And
Would
you
you
know,
get
it's
banned
it
from there, would you?
I suspect you would.
Would
And there
you?
used to be, yeah, I suspect. And there
Do they
used
have
to be no noted people who would go around.
plant patrol or something like
Plant police.
that?
No, I don't think they have plant police, but you know, some people do get a bit of a name for it and are kind of watched. So it's not quite like getting banned from the pub, but
All right.
it's just a way, you know, people's gardens. A lot of people have spent a lot of time and money and
And money,
effort,
yeah, that's
and you
right,
know,
yeah.
they might employ gardeners. So kind of stealing plants is, you know, it's not great.
No.
But there is nothing wrong with saying, "Oh my goodness, I absolutely love your sweet peas this year. Have you got any seeds? Spare seeds I could have for next year. In the meantime, you know, could
Here's
I offer
half,
you a,
yeah, here's half
you
a
know,
lavender bush. Could you?
indeed, or yeah, would you like some catmint in return? You know, so it's an easy way of getting things for nothing. And a lot of people who like their gardens are more than happy to help out. I've
Good.
just popped in the post some sweet pea seeds to a planty friend in Whitstable. And in return, I'm sure she's going to send me something in the post. So I'm going to look forward to that.
Right.
It's a kind of an easy week, I think, this week. I think it's just
Absolutely.
so nice to be able to enjoy the garden. You know, you might want to get the lawn mower out if you have a lawn, but one last little lawn mow, and just, you know, enjoy these kind of days where the sun is soft, but the air is still warm and there's still plenty of time to enjoy.
That's right.
And then I was going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Go on then.
Because, go on then, very, very quickly, I was thinking, oh gosh, well, if I was going around my garden, I've
Yeah.
got some things which I've been really pleased with this year. So lots of things have done really, really well. But there's been some failures as well. So the things which have done well are the things which like water, because my goodness, we have had quite a weather series of
We have,
events,
we've
haven't
had,
we,
yeah,
this
it's
year?
been quite wet this year, hasn't it, really?
It really has. That is the understatement of the century. It has been quite a wet year, and quite shady. So a lot of, we've not had to deal with droughts. We've not had hose pipe bans. We've not had to deal with things flopping under drought. But we have had lots of things getting really quite waterlogged. And one of the most popular episodes we did ever this year, Dave, was the episode about slugs, because
Yes.
slugs have been terrible this year for a lot of people, and a lot of people have lost a lot of plants because they've just been, it's
Been
basically
a lot of them,
expensive
haven't
slug
there?
food.
Yeah, there's
They
been a lot
have
of them
indeed.
around, yeah.
And lots and linked to that, lots of very floppy growth. Though plants have grown, they've tended to grow quite tall this year because of all the water in the soil.
Yeah, our bamboo does that. That tends to sort of flop over when it gets wet. It's horrible.
Indeed. So there's been a lot of flip-flopping around as well. So that's the kind of the bad. And then I was trying to think of an ugly, and I can't think of one off the top of my head. I think maybe the ugliness is all the floppy plants after all the wind, and
Yeah.
we're not seeing things sit up quite as nicely. Yeah, so my bad is the slugs, and the ugly is just
Well, mind
floppy
you, the
plant
slugs are ugly,
syndrome.
aren't they? We could put them in the same category. Slugs are
Yes,
ugly.
we could
Yeah.
indeed.
I
Ugly
would
slugs.
do that.
Well, maybe they are pretty to each other. Maybe they're clearly attractive to other slugs, aren't they? Because they've been
Well,
breeding like billy-o.
yeah.
There
So,
we are.
what are you doing this weekend then, Claire?
Well, it's actually a really nice time of the year because I am going to my first ever time to the Newbury Show. Have you
Ooh,
been to the, do
I
you know the
have.
Newbury Show?
Yes, I've been many
Really?
a times, yeah. I've been many a times.
Few.
Yeah.
Have you? Right. So I'm going to be there with Hardy's Cottage Garden Plants on the Sunday, and we're going to have a stall on both days. So Rosie Hardy, the owner and plantswoman extraordinaire, will be there doing a talk on the Saturday afternoon. And then I will be there with my lovely colleague Sally, who is a florist, plant designer extraordinaire, and Rob Hardy. And we're going to be talking on Sunday
So you'll
afternoon
be doing
at the
stage debut on Sunday then.
stage debut on Sunday. So
Excellent.
please come along and say hi if you're coming. But Dave, I feel like I need to,
Go on.
pump you now for your top tips of Newbury Show. What can our listeners look forward
Oh,
to? What
well.
if people are going along, what
Well,
should they look
yeah.
out
I mean,
for?
if you're going to go along, there's plenty of stuff to do. There's plenty of stuff to look at. There's lots of tractors and combine harvesters. There's quite a lot of machinery there.
Excellent.
Well, like most shows, plenty of food, all different food. There's some sort of tradie stalls where you can buy sort of horsey stuff and gardeny stuff and outdoor clothing and absolutely upwork. In fact, everything. I think you can get anything. I think they've got a little fun fair there as well, but they used to have. So that, yeah,
I think there's going to be really fun-filled days.
it'd
Is
be a
there any
long day.
suggestions about long days? So I'm guessing good footwear,
Yeah.
trainers, or is it kind of muddy and
Oh
welly type weather?
no.
No?
All the stands are
Okay.
all the stands are on grass, but there's roadways in between. So no,
Lovely.
you'll be fine. But yeah, just to pace yourself. It's a long day.
Pace yourself. Take
And as long
snacks.
take sun
Sit
cream as well if
down.
the sun's out.
Indeed, indeed. That is, those are top tips.
Yeah.
I grew up very near the Devon County Show, so I remember one of my first early memories was going and seeing Dancing Diggers, which I thought was the most exciting thing ever.
Dancing
So I'm
Diggers, yeah.
Dancing Diggers. So I'm very happy to be near a John Deere or two.
Well,
That sounds great. So if
they're
people,
big old tractors as well, aren't they?
they're not small. They're
No.
not small. So let us know, listeners, if you're planning on coming along to the Newbury Show. I think there's tickets available in advance.
Yeah, I think we'll be.
I'm really looking forward to it. It was a really good long day out.
In fact, you
I'm
can tell me next time I speak to you can tell me what freebies you managed to blag. That's
uh,
what you need
oh,
to do. Go round the
I'm a
stand
freebie. Oh.
because you'll be able to go in before everyone else, won't you, if you're on a stand.
Oh my goodness
But
me. I
if you
have to
get a
say, there's
chance, just
nothing
go
like
round
a
and get some freebies before the public come in.
Well, I was working at the Wisley Flower Show. Was it last week or the week before? Anyway, there was a Bon Maman stall there with free lemon mousse, and I basically lived off it. I kept going back for more. It just kept me going for days and days and days. It was
There you
great.
go.
So yeah, so get your freebies.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be at Hardy's. We're going to be doing some special offers for people who come and visit us
Yeah.
at our stand. I think we are on Avenue A in the local producers area. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing lots of people and chatting away. So
And
yeah, next time.
that's this weekend, isn't it? This weekend coming. Saturday and Sunday, is
That's this
it?
weekend. Yeah. Yep.
Saturday and
Saturday
Sunday.
and Sunday. So come along and we'll talk about it when I come back next
That's
time.
right, yeah. So if you're not doing nothing this weekend and you need something to do, pop down to Newbury Showground and pop in Seaclair. Go and see what freebies she's managed to blag. Before we go today,
Yes.
what's your song today?
Oh, well, I thought because it's kind of end of summer, a last hurrah, but we're also kind of taking stock and doing some recording and checking out, what's gone well. I struggled a bit, but I thought maybe we should go a bit lateral. So my
Okay.
song of the week this week, Dave, is Girl, Put Your Records On by Corinne Ray
Bailey
Bailey
Ray.
Ray.
Yeah, good song. Good choice. Right, I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks and you can see what freebies you managed to blag.
Thanks
All
so
right,
much.
speak to you later.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio.